On the line with us this morning, Amy Lesikowski, co-founder of the 11-Day Power Play. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
A busy day for you for sure, and a busy couple of days here, 11 days as a matter of fact. The 11-Day Power Play is different this year, to say the least. You're not at Harbor Center. There are a lot of other changes. Why don't you take us through just some of the more notable ones, please?
Sure. We are trading in a puck for a ball this year. We will be playing street hockey downtown at Buffalo Riverworks. We're really excited about the new venue. We decided to, you know, take the event outside to be, you know, in a safer situation during the pandemic. We've been in contact with New York State Department of Health and our local officials to be sure that we're taking all the steps, you know, necessary and following guidelines. And we've got about 1,300 players that are ready to go starting tonight.
That's amazing. You know, you think about all the COVID complications and the changes. You know, obviously a lot of these players probably enjoy being out at the Harbor Center ice and, you know, just getting a good skate in the middle of summer. Now they've been asked to change their ways. Yet 1,300 are coming out to participate. What do you credit that to, that spirit that's bringing these people out?
You know, I think determination. I think our players were determined to do something this year, to remember, to honor loved ones, to support loved ones currently, you know, battling cancer. I think it was easy for most of them to switch gears, to pivot and play street hockey because it's important to them. We've had some, you know, conflicts with some players. Either they're returning to work, they had, you know, planned vacations that they could finally go on. So we had planned to have about 2,300 players, but we are at 1,300 now, but we're very excited to have that many.
Donations, if I'm not mistaken, what, over $1 million this year? Is that right?
We are about $8,000 from a $1 million goal. So we're inching up on that $1 million during, you know, such a difficult year. You know, our supporters, our donors have been tremendous in getting us to that goal. So we're excited about that. And we'll be able to support, you know, our beneficiaries, which are Roswell Park, Camp Good Days, Make-A-Wish, and Oshai Children's Hospital this year. So we're getting there, and we're excited.
Yeah, that's amazingly generous, $8,000. I get the feeling that there might be somebody listening right now that might be able to take a big chunk out of that. What could somebody who wants to make a donation, what can they do right now?
Sure, they can go to 11daypowerplay.com. We have a donate button there right on the homepage. That will, you know, go right to our system and support the event. We also have a live stream that we're starting tonight at 7 p.m. Every night, starting at 7, we will be on there for between 3 and 4 hours, sharing exactly what's going on during each day. You know, we are unable to have spectators this year. That is a big difference for us. We're a community event. We're used to people being, you know, able to come down to support our players, and this year that's changed. So tune in to our live stream at night, and you'll be able to catch a lot of our players. You'll learn all about our beneficiaries. So we're excited to bring the 11-Day Power Play to people this year at home.
Well, that's outstanding. Good luck with the 11-Day Power Play, Amy. And next year, hopefully, we'll be back on ice. How does that sound?
Oh, it sounds great. Thank you so much.